Well, what about trapping beaver? What would you do to go about trapping one of those?
Well, all you do is just go up there, get them in a run. They're as dumb animals can be. They'll walk right in the trap.
What's a run?
Where they drag stuff up in the water, go out. Uh-huh. Like catching my ditch, we had no trouble catching them. Uh-huh. They plug that pipe I got up there every night. And all you have to do is set a trap right in front of them. You get him.
What do you have to use any bait or anything?
No.
They used to use bait for trapping?
Not beaver. No, you see, a beaver, every night they go out the same place and they just have a trail. Set your trap right there. You can set a big open trap, you know, a little hermit. They'll walk right into it. It ain't nothing to catch a beaver.
Wasn't it drowning?
Well, if the water's deep there around, otherwise they won't. Boy, it takes a stout chain to hold one of them. They would chew their leg off at a certain length of time, but most of them taps are big, they can't. Catching them up high. They'll bite you too. Yeah, I had to trap one or two out up here, and I had to trap a bunch of them on a rock tree. Get them out of there, plugging that ditch up every night. They are now, too. I got one up here I'm going to shoot the first time I catch him out.
Does he keep building the dam back up?
Yeah, he plugged that headgate up every night. And then quiet up for a time, so he sat there way to way to me. So we leave, and now it's time to be the water coming. They know. They're smart. For building things, you know. I've cussed them, David, I'll tell you. I used to go up there at 4 o'clock every morning and plug that. And sometimes I'd stay awake up there at midnight, catch them in there. That dog would catch them. They come back. And up there, you know where the big pond is above the lily pond?
Uh-huh.
I used to have to let water out there in the lily pond too, you know, the irrigate there. And if I didn't sit right there, they'd come plug that up. And then while I was sitting there, they'd come in there and try to push logs in there, and we were sitting there.
They're still up there, man.
Oh, lots of them. Throw water all over me. Hmm. Oh, yeah, there's probably 100 pair of them. Most I ever counted up there, 28 of them, that one gone.
28? Why so many beaver all in one place?
Pretty big area. They work. They've got several beaver houses in there, and then they've got holes back on the bank, too, that they live in. That's when they had little ones. They're pretty comical, them little ones. They come out just sundown, they'll play for about an hour. Oh, they have all the playing they do, and then they go out and they start working. And the mother makes them work.
Really?
Yeah, they used to come from out in my hayfield. They have little twigs, you know. They have a little dam, and you can tell them little ones. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, she really makes them. She kicks them out.
A cup of coffee or something?
A cup of coffee.
2 years, she lets them stay. Then she kicks them out and they go and build another home. Oh, I had a lot of experience with beavers. Not just right here, a lot of places. Oh, that West Cliff.
Uh-huh.
Where that stream, I don't know what name that stream is, comes off down to where our sawmill was. That's one of them darn things. We got to damming it up and the water was getting plumped around our cabins. We'd have to go out and tear them out. Take them out a week. They'd have water backed up again close to the cabins.
Hmm. Well, is the average size adult beaver?
Oh, the biggest one's around 75, 80 pounds.
Oh, that's a pretty good size.
Yeah, I've seen them go. Oh, I expect they go 80 pounds. We got some big ones up here. No, the only thing they eat is bark. I'm taking sure eat a lot of it.
Mostly aspen and willow?
Yeah. Yeah, they'll cut some of them aspens down up there that chunk. Oh, they'll take a chunk that big around. I mean, that long. And that big round, they'll drag it in the water. And I bet you can't pick it up and pack it. They get that kind of on their back. They'll leave big, long twigs. They'll get their mouth, and they'll get it up on their back.
You seen them? Seen them drag it?
Well, I sit there and watch them drag down off the hill. I've seen them bring aspens down there. There'd be three or four of them hold that aspen. I mean, it'd be a big tree. Right down to the other, come with it.
You want some coffee out?
Them things are stout.